Good Saturday morning, and thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO, and Happy New Year to you all. Happy to start a brand new year of Local Matters here with you on KTLO, and there is no better way to start off the new year than talking about the sun and fun and tropical destinations that Renee Shockey of Cruise Planners can book for all of us. Renee, welcome.
Thank you, Heather. I appreciate that.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about all this fun stuff. You know, I love talking to you about all the bookings and trips that you have lined up at Cruise Planners. Last year was the year of hurricanes. They swept across our beloved Caribbean islands and right. Lots of things, still trying to get back. What's the latest information you have on kind of where we stand with the islands?
Right. So one of the things that I wanted to point out, many people think that all of the islands are gone, and they really aren't. And so for those that were hit, they were devastated, and they're coming back. But there are many islands that weren't hit. So Jamaica wasn't hit. Mexico wasn't hit at all. So there's plenty of places to go. But there are some places, you know, we always hear about Puerto Rico. So Puerto Rico was hit. They're coming back. And every month they come back. So there were openings in November, December. Their cruise port is open. They expect more of their hotels and resorts to open in the first quarter. So they're making progress. And the thing to keep in mind is that the tourist industry is the lifeblood of these islands. So they're putting all of their efforts mm-hmm. into getting us to come back mm-hmm. to see them. So
has it been faster for the ports that are owned by the cruise liners? I mean, have they moved a little bit faster than maybe some of the hotels? And let me rephrase that. Would it be safer to take a cruise to those destinations during this first quarter of the year, or if you wanted to just go to an all-inclusive hotel? Do you have a preference?
It doesn't matter. It depends on what you want to do. The cruise ports, for the most part, are open, and they mm-hmm. they were open. The Bahamas, they were open within a week. Some of the others, you know, it's just taken time. So, but there's plenty of all-inclusive resorts that are open still and that continue to open. So just call me. We can talk about where you want to go, what you like to do, mm-hmm. and we can figure out the best answer for you. But they're making progress each and every week.
What news we have had has mainly been focused on Puerto Rico, and rightfully so. I mean, the mm-hmm. horrible conditions of living without power for so long, I cannot fathom, I cannot imagine. But the U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Thomas in particular, how were the – because they got hit hard, and it seems like we haven't gotten a lot of information about them.
Right. So their cruise port is open, and there's a list of their resorts that's open, and then the ones that they plan to open in January this month, February, and on. So they're making quick progress, and so it's just amazing how quickly they're coming around. So,
do you recommend travel to these areas?
I mean,
is it, you know, fun and sun as always, or is it going to be a little different for a while?
Well, I mean, keep in mind they were devastated, a lot of them, and so they're coming back. They're going to have a nice experience for you. It might not be like it was before, mm-hmm. But they're working on it. So, you know, it's just hard to say. It's mm-hmm. kind of one of those things that if you want to go someplace you don't want to see any kind of devastation, mm-hmm. you want it to be like it always has been in the past, then maybe those aren't the right places for you to go. But if you don't mind that and you love those places, we can make mm-hmm. that happen too.
Are there deals to be had right now? Are they doing everything they can to get you back there?
Yes. Yes. Yes, and we'll talk about that, too, because first quarter of each and every year is what they call wave season. So that's when some of the best sales on cruises, resorts, and anything travel-related, that's the best time to buy. They say that 70% of all travel is booked in the first quarter.
Is it because we're freezing to death inside of our homes?
that may be part of it. The holidays are past. People have had some time to talk to their families about what their vacation plans might be. or the vacations are past and now, or their holidays are past and now they're saying, what are we going to do the rest of the year?
I need to relax from my holiday experience.
Right. So there's all kinds of deals to be had during the wave season, whether it's cruises or all-inclusive resorts.
Well, and that's why it's so important to work with a professional such as yourself. I mean, I feel like I'm very fluent in the internet, and I know TripAdvisor, and I feel confident that I can book trips and do different things. But when it comes to a destination, you know, a trip such as an all-inclusive or a cruise, I just really love the security of working with someone like you, knowing that, okay, they have my best interest at heart, and they can tell me the good places to go and maybe not the, you know, such great places, and you have the latest information on the islands that were affected by the hurricane. I mean, all those things in one.
Right. And I can provide you unbiased information, so we can look across all of the providers, all of the cruise lines, and give you some suggestions and some solutions to what you want and tailor that to what your idea of an ideal vacation is.
The name is Cruise Planners, but it's more than just cruises.
That's right. We do all-inclusive resorts, trips to Europe, trips to New York, cruises, of course, but any kind of vacation travel.
And you're a local organization, but you're a part of a big group, which is the key when it comes to booking travel, because you have an entire network.
That's correct.
At your fingertips, literally.
Yes, we do. And we have national account status through all of our providers. So we get the best prices. We get, we don't anticipate any issues coming up, but sometimes they do. And when they know they're servicing a cruise planner's client, we can usually get some pretty good results if there are issues. So we don't like that, but it does happen.
You know, one of the most nerve-wracking things is when you go to a foreign country and you land at the airport and you know that you're supposed to get to the hotel, but you're supposed to get yourself there.
Right.
I think we've all encountered that. It's like, where do I go? Who do I trust? I mean, it's a little, I mean, you like I said earlier, you want that security of knowing, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right. Absolutely. We can plan that. Some people like that adventure.
Good for them.
Right. But some people want somebody there with their name on a placard and say, come here, Heather, you're going this way.
Count me in the group.
Right.
Heather is not hard to spell. Please put it on the card in big letters.
Right, absolutely. So we'll plan as much or as little as anybody wants. Some people, they want me just to do a small part of their vacation and they want to plan the rest. Some other people want me to do the whole thing for them. So I'm very flexible as far as how much or how little I do for people.
Well, and especially for like those once-in-a-lifetime trips. Mm-hmm. Say, okay, we're going to go to Ireland. We've always wanted to go. Let's do it this one time. If you've only got one shot at it, I'd be scared to death that I'd mess something up if it was up to me.
Right.
And the time that you would spend doing it.
Right, absolutely. Yep. And so I have experts at my hand, like you mentioned. I can call them up, ask them what to do, and they work with those particular areas all the time, day in and day out. Mm-hmm. So they know when I tell them that Heather wants to look over a bluff and, you know, they know. They know.
You put me on the right bluff.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, and you pay no more. I mean, you absolutely pay no more by working with a professional. There's no service fee or processing fee. I mean, you're going to get the same, you know, rate per se as you would if you spent hours upon hours, you know, searching for the best deal online.
Right. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I get paid through the providers, so through the cruise lines, the resorts, the tour companies. That's how I get paid, and I don't charge the service fee.
As much as I would like to write you a check, I don't have to.
Right, absolutely.
Well, tell us what's coming up. Like you said, we're upon wave season. We got some things cooking for first quarter.
Well, I don't. The deals are just now coming out. Mm-hmm. Like I mentioned, most of the vacation is booked in the first quarter. There's going to be there's reduced deposits coming out, more amenities, so onboard credits that the cruise lines are going to be offering, prepaid gratuities, short excursion credits, drink packages, things like that. They're throwing those in. The all-inclusive resorts have they have deals where you stay five, pay for four, you know, things like that. And so you know, it's kind of like, it's if you can book your travel any time of the year and you'll still get a good deal. But during the first quarter, they know you're looking, and so everybody wants to put their best deal forward right now. So it's a good time.
Onboard credits for cruises. Mm-hmm. What, you know, I mean, are we talking about like at the spa or at, it's, you know, I mean, what kind of credits? The bar?
Yes.
Yes.
All of that. Now, some of the cruise lines will say you get a $50 spa credit. Mm-hmm. Others will say you have $50 to spend on board or $150 to spend on board, mm-hmm. no matter what you like, what you want to do. So if you want to buy a drink, you want to buy a gift at the gift shop, you want to go to the spa, that's your money to spend while you're on the ship.
Very good. Yep. I like the flexibility of that. And then the shore excursion credits. Is it, from a rate perspective, is it better to book your shore excursions prior to your travel, to wait until you get on board and book, or the day of, get off the ship and see what you can find in the port?
So I would not do the latter, ever.
I just thought I'd throw that one in there.
Right. Just because you don't know if that person that you're buying whatever from has been vetted, you know, that's – and you don't want to miss the ship. So
minor detail.
Right.
They will not wait for you.
Right. So regarding booking your shore excursion ahead of time, mm-hmm. or on the ship, If it's something that you will be disappointed if you don't get to do, book it ahead of time. That way you know you're going to get to do it. It's booked. It's paid for. Mm-hmm. You're there. If it's something that you say, I'm not sure if I want to do that or not. Mm-hmm. I want to wait and see how I feel. And if it's full, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Book it on the ship. But book it on the ship. Don't get off the ship and book it.
Does the price ever change? I mean, do they ever kind of drop the price the day of the excursion saying, you know, we're trying to fill some more slots here, we might reduce the price ever?
I haven't seen that.
Maybe notice I'm in sales.
I know, right.
I'm not going to save any more money, so just go ahead. If we want to do it, just go ahead and get it taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay. And booking early versus, you know, kind of those last minute pros and cons. I mean, we've all seen the emails to where if you can go on this cruise next week, it's only $200.
Right.
Are those for real?
So it might be real, but it might be in the room next to the steam room or next to the elevator, you know, so.
Which is like sitting on the last row of the airplane in the middle seat by the bathroom.
Yeah. So booking early, you get the best choice of destinations. You get the best choice in staterooms. With cruises, when you put your deposit down, you lock in your price. So if the price goes up, you stay at that price. But if the price goes down, you can get that lower price up until final payment. And we have a system, it's called Cruise Watcher. So mm-hmm. we'll watch the price for you. And if it's if the price goes down, we'll call you, and that's my favorite calls to make.
I imagine, yeah.
Guess what? There's been a fare drop, and you were able to get it. So I'll take into account, you know, if they have onboard credit, and net it all out and make mm-hmm. sure it's the best deal. But if you book early, you know, that's kind of the safest thing, and you're not going to miss out. You mm-hmm. might miss out on those last minute deals that happen mm-hmm. the last 3 weeks before the cruise mm-hmm. departs, but you've got to be very, very flexible to be able to take advantage of that.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting with land and cruise specialist Renee Shockey of Cruise Planners. Now, you can give her a call and get ready to book all your fun travel for 2018 here locally, 491-5215. Check her out online at landandseacruises.com. All right, Renee. Are you a big cruiser? Do you just love it?
I do love it.
You kind of have to, but.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It's relaxing. You just get away. It's kind of a forced getaway. Once you get on the ship, just sail away.
It's kind of nice to be forced to turn your phone off.
Yes.
I mean, really, you think that that's going to be a problem, but, you know, once you
What it takes you a couple days maybe, but once you get there, you're like, oh, I don't even know where my phone is.
Right.
It's kind of nice.
It is very nice, but never fear. They are making it easier to stay connected.
Oh, you don't have to pay those $1,000 phone bills that they realize right. that's become an issue for some.
Yeah. And in fact, they've kind of learned
it's too bad.
Yeah, it's good and bad, but they've kind of learned that social media, it kind of helps them.
It's advertising.
Yeah.
Look at me, imagine
I'm having
that.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you can, tag where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Not every cruise ship, obviously, is the same. They are all geared towards different preferences. Is there kind of a quiz to tell you, what ship is right for you?
Well, I like to just talk to people and find out what they like to do. What's their ideal vacation mm-hmm. like, and how, mm-hmm. Tell me about that. Who are they going to be traveling with? Are they going to have children? Is it adults? Kind of talk about ages and things like that. Talk about what's important to them. If it's entertainment, is it food? Is it, activities on mm-hmm. the ship? Just all kinds of things. And then from there, we can kind of narrow it down. Also, where do they want to go? That plays a big part into it. I mean, all the big ships go mm-hmm. pretty much the same places, but some of the smaller ships will go mm-hmm. places, and some of the ports, the smaller ports that some of the larger ships can't get into. So those are some fun little things to know, too.
Well, let's talk about what's hot for this coming year. This is my exciting part. This is what I can't wait to hear. Tell us the destinations for 2018.
Well, Australia, New Zealand is
is it always up there, though?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's always up there. New England has been really hot, in the fall to see that. Alaska's always been at the top. And Iceland is a good, popular one.
I heard it was making a comeback.
Yeah. People are, they've done the Caribbean, they've done Alaska, some of that. So like, let's go to Iceland. And so that's a great destination. Cruising in Europe, the Norwegian fjords mm-hmm. is beautiful. And then river cruising. And
it's really taken off, hadn't it?
Yeah. And it's... I love the big ship cruising and the small ship cruising, but I also really like the river cruises as well. It's
how would it differ? Like if for someone who's taken the cruise on Carnival or Royal Caribbean, I mean, what should we expect on a river cruise?
So a river cruise, the ships are much smaller, like 170 to 190 people on a ship. They're long, long ships. They're on the rivers, and so they stop in the middle of the small towns in Europe. And so each day you're in a different little city or a little town, a little village. And many times the chef on board the ship will go into town, bring back the local food, and that's what you'll have for dinner, so it's fresh.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, some of them will serve the, wine for your dinner mm-hmm. that's local to that particular region. So, you just get that experience mm-hmm. that you wouldn't get if you were going to the major cities, which is mm-hmm. a great thing to do in Europe as well. But with the river cruising, you get to see mm-hmm. kind of the beautiful scenery, the small villages, and just, it's really cool.
I must be different than everyone else, though, because if I'm going to take a big trip like this, please take me somewhere warm and sunny. I mean, every place you listed is cold. I want to be warm.
Right. Well, there's plenty of places that we can get you, where you'll be warm.
Would that be better for a destination? I mean, for all-inclusive resorts this time of year, probably?
Yeah. Yeah. The further south you get right now, the warmer it's going to be. So Aruba, that's kind of cool. Dominican Republic, places, we can get you there. Mexico.
Mm-hmm. What about Turks and Caicos? Is I know it got hit by the hurricane, but it was kind of on one of those fast rising. It very trendy the past couple of years.
Yes, and they had I guess, moderate damage, and they're back. So if you want to go to Turks and Caicos, you can go to Turks and Caicos. It's not a bad deal at all. It's beautiful.
I'm going to have to, do they have the, I need the Camp Carnival experience for the kids, but.
Oh, right. Yep. You know, amazing, a lot of the all-inclusives do have programs for the kids, where the kids can get away.
Really? Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Well, we're definitely going to have to take a commercial break so Renee and I can talk. But Renee Shockey, Landing Cruise Specialist for Cruise Planners, 491-5215, or, of course, check her out online at landandseacruises.com. Renee, always fun having you in the studio.
Thanks, Heather. Appreciate it.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO.